Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. I have seen that Entropy has a new interface. Looks very clean. However, I don't know if the Odyssey video will be displayed in. It seems that it's still buggy. But it's great. The chat looks great. So eventually, I'm sure they will integrate the Odyssey integration. For now, it accepted a link to Odyssey, but it doesn't display the video on Odyssey. I'm always happy to see Entropy doing good and Entropy continuing the developments. They have a very much more beautiful interface now. Very interesting to see this. And their homepage, you know, it features a creator. It's really great to see. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? How Twitter's rebranding to X marginalizes people of color and the LGBTQ plus minus community. What? There's now a minus in the plus or minus community. Okay. Anyways, new victims, new groups of victims have made it into existence. We have to update all of our normie talking points. Alimer sends $25. Thank you so much. He says, usually outside these days when you guys are live, wanted to stop in and say happy vacation, JF. Enjoy. Oh yeah, my vacation is coming. And let me tell you, it may be the first vacation of my life where I feel like I can't wait for it to come, because I've been working very hard, continuing the show, getting some contract work, having all of the responsibilities of the household fall onto my shoulder. I'm going to enjoy that vacation for the first time in my life. It's like this vacation isn't coming like a disruption to my work. Normally, I was annoyed by vacation. I was like, why do they even exist? Mark D's channel says, perhaps to reflect their society. No, I will not read the rest of this. A crane has collapsed in New York. Wow. Could have fed onto people. I hope that people are doing okay. It's been a couple of, I think it was yesterday, but or maybe 2 days ago. Oh, yeah, I wanted to show it on the show, but there was no show yesterday. Holy shit. Look at where it falls. There could have been people in cars right there. Wow. Yeah, the cities, are they viable at all in the modern America? Are we intelligent enough to operate these things safely? I don't know. Moviegoers have spotted a blooper in Oppenheimer. So people pointed out that the number of stars on the flag is the wrong one given the historical era. It was a scene set in 1945. The U.S. flags feature more stars than there were states at the time. I believe that there's a couple of states now that weren't there at the time. Alaska, Hawaii. The American flag should have featured 48 stars and not 52. Fox News staffer, Media Matters America is covering questions of the Holocaust and Fox News trying to smear Fox News. According to a Fox News staffer, it is hard to talk about the Holocaust and rising anti-Semitism without discussing Jewish presence in banking. So that was a statement by Matteo Sina. It is hard to talk about the Holocaust and rising anti-Semitism without discussing Jewish presence in banking. And someone was answering to them, you actually want to teach that lots of bankers were Jewish in a Holocaust unit? That's straight up apologism for the Holocaust, lol. It's impossible to discuss rising anti-Semitism in the lead up to the Holocaust without discussing the work Jewish people did and how stereotypes and resentment spawned from that? Yes. Okay, so we are in the conflict on, do we talk about a truth if that truth has moral implications that we don't like? I can't believe that we're still there, but that is where we still are. A lot of people have written to me excited about the discovery of the a superconductor, so supposedly a material that does not have electrical resistance. A superconductor is just a material in which electricity doesn't go away. It's always super hard to maintain these superconductors, and typically the way to create a superconductor was to have a very cold matter, very, very cold. And it was costing so much energy to keep it cold that you might as well not care about, preserving that superconductor state. So it was mostly of interest for some research, and there were some applications that were being studied, but it's just, you're looking to basically challenge the second law of thermodynamics in a way. You are looking at a form of energy that would be stored, but that would never undergo some sort of resistance, some form of conversion to heat. So obviously, it's a very tough physical system to maintain. Now, there's been excitement on the internet about this article, the first room temperature ambient pressure superconductor. So this seems to indicate a discovery of a material that would be a superconductor without the cold. So you don't have to keep it cold, and somehow it would be a superconductor. For the first time in the world, we succeeded in synthesizing the room temperature superconductor working at ambient temperature with a modified lead apatite LK99 structure. It's one of these Asian papers where you're like, okay, they can barely speak English. Am I supposed to believe what's written in the paper? Maybe it is true. There are some people who raise doubts about whether that's true. So I personally have not been excited at all by this discovery. First, they note that, okay, that there's some other factor that influences whether this material can be a superconductor, and it is volume shrinkage. Minute structural distortion by slight volume shrinkage at 0.48% is what creates this, the superconductor becomes not a superconductor. And this guy, Ted Sanders, was raising doubts. He says, as a former materials physicist, I am genuinely unsure of what to make of this superconductivity paper. In favor, the graph looks real. Everything looks legit. But against this paper, they didn't even measure a TC because their PPMS maxed out at 400K. And apparently they didn't bother to use a Hoven. I mean, I don't know what these terms mean, but they relatedly didn't measure a Meissner effect, and they published this 3 months ago with little fanfare. Can fear of scooping explain this? Lastly, if you had discovered room temperature ambient pressure superconductivity, would this really be the first sentence of your paper? And he's referring to a paper that was written 3 months ago by the same team. This paper examines the way of thinking and limitations of physicists regarding the phenomenon of superconductivity and outlines how room temperature and ambient pressure superconductors can be developed through the statistical thermodynamic background of the liquid state theory. Again, these Asian papers, it's like... Sometimes they're written by people who are completely deluded. Sometimes they're real. How am I supposed to know? I don't know. No one knows. And personally, I wouldn't be excited by this discovery until we get many teams to have this superconductor functioning and to know, is there a catch? Is there a catch about how you have to maintain this material and how it crumbles or how it shrinks? And anyways, even if you had superconductors, I mean, make me a battery that can store energy forever and I'll believe in your superconductor. If it's viable energetically. Until then, I don't care about superconductors. They are very specialized worries, only interesting to a bunch of researchers who are studying the specific state of electricity conductance. Alex Kaplan was commenting on this. Today might have seen the biggest physics discovery of my lifetime. I don't think people fully grasp the implications of an ambient temperature / pressure superconductor. Here's how it could totally change our lives. And Jafar was saying, JF could be interesting. I see a lot of pop science sensationalism, but the paper is only one day old. But again, show us the stuff. Like, as long as it's written by a bunch of people who barely can write in English, could be a fraud, could be that they haven't checked something correctly. I'm not going to be excited until I see a trustable team test this material. John Drake says, is there a grant writing on this or some other reward? I mean, who knows? It's in Korea, South Korea. Who knows? Who knows? With current science, so many things are fabricated. I mean, just look at this one from yesterday. A very disturbing picture. Another retraction imminent for controversial physicist. Ranga Dias will have a second paper revoked. A journal's investigation found apparent data fabrication. And so if you don't have trust for the team that does this, it's very hard to determine if it's a bunch of young researchers trying to elevate themselves in the social ladder of accomplishments, and they might think they can get away with it for years before they get caught, because there's so little oversight on the honesty of scientist report. It's basically on faith. So that's why we find ourselves with certain scientists. They look at their data 10 years, 20 years down the line. And those were scientists who were knowing how to write in English. Now, if on top of it, you tell me that the team is basically like, we have to be open to new ways of thinking. The physicists have a limited thinking. Well, that sounds like a fucking deluded South Korean man. Real Base Talk sends 100 LBC. Thank you so much. He says, chimpig hybrid created humans. Yes or no? No. I've looked at all those claims a long time ago, one or maybe 2 years ago. And I've been unsatisfied. It's just there's a bunch of people who apparently tried to mix sperm of what was it, a human female with chimpanzee sperm, and he says, lol, it was worth a try. Was it? You say this, but you weren't the guy injecting the chimp sperm into the female. I would like to know if this guy thought it was worth it, and I would like to know if that female thought it was worth it. But well, definitely they thought it was worth it because they tried. But no, absolutely no evidence. And people will publish this claim, you know, in writing, and then they will attach bizarre videos of deformities of human of animals that look human, and it's like, no, I've not seen any support to conclude that a chimp human hybrid has been existing in modern times. Now, there might have been a chimp, kind of a chimp-human hybrid 7 million years ago, something like this. That I'm willing to believe, but that it happened in the last 400 years, I don't. T.S. Apostolos sends a super chat. He says, we have a replication crisis across many fields of science, physics all the way to pop science like psychology. How long till something breaks, or do we enter a Copernican revolution? Thoughts? Well, sorry, I have my allergies, it seems, coming back. I've said before that the replication crisis is a euphemism. It's the fraud, the scientific fraud crisis. That is what's happening. And as long as we call it the replication crisis, you know, we haven't totally come to grasp with reality. The reality is that there is no data oversight system. The entire scientific establishment is corrupt, and fraud is endemic. So someone like me, I didn't like the idea of continuing in academia, because I was like, okay, I can actually record over the period of a year. I can record 60 to 100 good neurons in my monkey. And I was trying to publish my discoveries, and they were saying, well, the standard is to have 1,000 or 5,000 neurons. What are you doing with your 100 neurons? What do you think? And it's like, the 1,000 or 5,000 neurons that they claim they have done, they have done it by cutting the corners, you know? They have kind of lie on whether they really had a neuron. And it's like, people want to be deceived. The system wants to be deceived. You tell them the real numbers. And like, I'm a fucking psychopath. I would work 7 days a week. I would be there at 3 a.m. in the morning if I was needed. There was nothing to stop me. If I can achieve a 60 to 100 neuron, that means this is the top. This is what you can do. So when I see this, my field, which was single neuron electrophysiology, and I see those giant numbers of neuron, I know a lie is happening somewhere. Someone has botched the identification of neurons. Someone is including little background noise in his calculations. And so, yeah, it's endemic. Fraud is endemic into modern academia. And you say, well, we have a Copernican revolution. Well, I've certainly worked very hard to develop a parallel stream of scientific discovery with the revolutionary phenotype. We have to move society to the point where it accepts this. We have to move society to the point where it says, hey, a major scientific theory has been self-published on Amazon. Let's adjust for the future reality of this. Ariel Suarez says, I'm really sorry you had to go through all that, Jeff. Modern academia has become something that just evokes utter disgust. Yeah, and long term, it's unsustainable. Because long term, academia can still live. Academia is a form of parasitic system over the actual discoveries that happen in academia. So you've had actual discoveries, actual advancements that have helped medicine, pharmaceuticals, that have helped society for real. Give me 10 seconds. So you have these real discoveries, and basically you have 99% of the researchers who are parasitizing off of these real discoveries by sometimes making up stuff, by pushing for funding for projects that don't really help society, that are useless. And it's not like I am totally for the pursuit of basic science, but under the guise of basic science, at this point, you have bureaucrats who are just paying themselves a salary for interests that are so specific and so uninteresting, they can't possibly create a scientific revolution of the kind that's needed for basic science to be interesting. So yes, this system has a limit to it. Eventually, people will revolt. People won't want to pay scientists if we are in a desert of advancement for 30, 50 years. But unfortunately, that's how much time it will take. People are still thinking of the great advancement of science and are still willing to pay the scientists of today to continue draining that money. But the scientists of today are not contributing to equal future advancements. Linda Yacarino says Twitter is preparing new safety features in a bid to win back advertisers. So the new CEO of Twitter is adding all those functionalities. It's not clear what it will be. They talk about hate speech. There will be ways to hide hate speech, or there might be ways for advertisers to decide certain classes of messages that they don't want to be displayed side by side with. As long as those advertisers aren't funneled toward an anti-competitive practice, I would be fine with it. If an advertiser really doesn't want to be placed beside my tweets, what I want is I want the other advertiser to be able to be beside my tweet at a reduced rate so that market forces can show up. It's like, oh yeah, you don't want to be beside JF's tweet. Well, being beside JF's tweet costs 5 cents. Being beside this other mainstream tweet is costing you 40 cents. And as long as this is operated well, I don't care. I don't care about making less money than the mainstream because there's a bunch of cucked advertisers. What I don't like is the YouTube system where if the advertisers don't like you, well, you get demonetized and now you lose your super chats. Let me live. Don't try to interfere with my existence. And then if you want to pay your advertising dollars at a higher price to other creators, that I don't care. But don't interfere with my living the way YouTube did. Mitch McConnell froze. Totally froze. I mean, this looks like a serious cardiovascular accident. Let's have a look at the moment. He was speaking, and you're going to see him. He stopped speaking. There might be a little twitch on his mouth, or maybe it's just him trying to speak, and nothing comes out.
Bipartisan cooperation and a string of
So he says cooperation, and look at how he loses the control of his mouth.
Bipartisan cooperation and a string of.
And look at how it might be unilateral, loss of control of this part of the mouth here.
Bipartisan cooperation and a string of.
That is typical slurring after the neutralization of a part of the brain. The unilateral effect on the mouth suggests also that it's a brain cardiovascular accident.
Bipartisan cooperation.
Yeah, it could also be a seizure. Anything that neutralizes the brain functioning in a specific area.
And a string of.
And now he blocks. And look at how long it will be. And this is not regular Mitch McConnell's mouth. This is a mouth that is suffering from some degree of paralysis in the muscles. Look at the co-contraction. Highly contracted upper lips muscle. Highly contracted lower lips muscle with some deficiency. It's like the cat thief. Like this. Well, This man is not in the control of the muscle anymore. He is still capable of reorienting, listening to this guy.
Do you want to say anything else to the press?
Now, interestingly, he does a kind of okay, and he seems to be able to emit some okay. But with some degree of paralysis still here. Well, that is what happens when you have gerontocracy. You have politicians who are in the process of dying at this point with power in their hands.
If you could do anything at all, Joe, what would you do? I said I'd cure cancer. They looked at me like, why cancer? Because no one thinks we can. That's why, and we can. We'd end cancer as we know it. If you could do anything at all,
we can end cancer as we know it. This is going to be a tough one. Cancer, I was thinking about this recently. Cancer isn't a thing. Cancer is an absence of something. Cancer is the fact that there's no evolutionary reasons why your body would care about not having cancer. And that was very well laid out in The Selfish Gene by Richard Dawkins. We need to talk about this UFO hearing because I've been disappointed and I've been telling my crowd for many weeks now, don't get interested in these stories. They are diversions. They are the same thing we've heard before. It's always, oh, I know an expert who has seen this and who has concluded that. Now, I'm going to make something special here. I have a special announcement. It is the first time that it is shown on the internet. I have a sample that was mentioned today in front of Congress. I have a sample of a non-human biologics that was recovered from one of these crash sites by the US government. I can guarantee to you that what you're about to see is real. I have it right here on my table. It is, and I can confirm after studying it, that it is non-human biologics. Here it is, a non-human biologics. Non-human biologics were recovered from a site of crash. There you go, guys. You got your non-human biologics. This is the kind of language that these deceivers are using. There's nothing more easy for a piece of matter to be non-human. It's like, tell me something. Tell me a non-human extraterrestrial being. Tell me the finger of a non-human extraterrestrial being. But if you tell me a non-human biologics, that is one. And yes, Lendald Guntram says UFO just means unidentifiable flying object, nothing more to it. So if I throw this banana fast enough that you can't quite see it's a banana because maybe you don't pay attention, then it's flying, it's unidentified, you don't know it's a banana, and then you go to the crash site and you find a banana, so that's a non-human biologics. So there you go, this is what the US government did. They found a banana, okay? And now they're making congressional hearings about it. Ex-Intel official claims feds absolutely have UFOs, materials of non-human origin during bombshell hearing. Materials of non-human origins. this guy is absolutely crazy. He says things like, well, hyper-dimensional beings transferring from another dimension. I mean, that's the discussion I've been hearing about. And it's like, okay, you've been hearing Alex Jones, basically. You've been hearing some conspiracy fan within the U.S. government. So there are deluded people in the U.S. government who talk about, interdimensional traveling. But it's always this caveat of, I heard someone else say it, and, oh yeah, this guy is very credible, and he said that, and he believes that. He has nothing to bring. We have no evidence. This is exactly the state where UFO research was in 1988, when I was hanging out on early internet and BBSs.
Small percentage are going to end in, you know, mission failure, if you will, as we say in the Air Force. And then in terms of multidimensionality, that kind of thing, the framework that I'm familiar with, for example, is something called the holographic principle. It derives itself from general relativity and...
The holographic principle is the principle that is an important principle of physics, that information can be summed up as the wrapping of a sphere for the whole information of the 3D content of that sphere. It is important to people who understand black holes and that kind of stuff. It does not permit extraterrestrial hyperdimensional traveling.
Quantum mechanics, and that is... If you want to imagine a 3D object such as yourself casting a shadow onto a 2D surface, that's the holographic principle. So you can be projected, quasi-projected from higher dimensional space to lower dimensional. It's a scientific
trope. This has nothing to do with UFOs. Nothing.
Rope that you can actually cross, literally, as far as I understand.
And now we're talking about traveling dimensions that has nothing to do with the holographic principle.
But there's probably guys with PhDs that we could probably argue about that.
But you have not seen any documentation that that's what's occurring.
Only a theoretical framework discussion. Yeah.
Only theoretical framework discussion. So we have what? We have an Alex Jones somewhere being a bureaucrat of the U.S. government. This tells me nothing. Now, this is the passage that that has memed a lot today. Non-human biologics.
The government is in possession of potentially non-human spacecraft. Based on your experience and extensive conversations with experts, do you believe our government has made contact with intelligent extraterrestrials?
Something I can't discuss in public setting.
Absolutely dishonest. Something I can't discuss in public setting, just to make people believe that there's something there. It's the kind of, there must be something behind the denial fallacy. This guy is an active deceiver. He is trying to make you believe that there is something there.
Okay, I can't ask when you think this occurred. If you believe we have crashed craft, stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
As I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries. Yeah.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people.
Non-human biologics. I assess this banana as biological and yet non-human. Have you recovered this from a believed UFO crash, a believed flying banana that made it into the air, dropped onto the floor? Then I have a crash with non-human biologics as it is assessed by an expert.
People with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still.
And see, when you say it's a banana, you see the bullshit. But if I wrap it through, oh, well, you know, this is according to the experts. This is non-human biologics according to the experts. Of course, if he was to show a picture of a banana as he says this, you would realize the bullshit that he's trying to push onto you. But no picture, he's just using words, just making it sound more technical, sound more complex. Basically, you've seen a report about a fruit being found somewhere. That's what you've seen. And you are trying to mislead people into thinking that this fruit was the body of an alien.
Still on the program.
And was this documentary evidence, this video, photo?
Fleur de Sel says, can bananas travel through black holes? Well, let me... That's exactly the kind of question you would like to hear. And it'd be like, well, according to the holographic principle, a banana could, a non-human biologics could make it through the event horizon of a black hole. We'll never quite reach it from our perspective, but from the perspective of the non-human biologics, from its perspective, it would continue traveling and project an holographic shadow onto the sphere of existence. Do you follow me? Do you understand what the experts are thinking about right now? Now, this is all theory. I haven't seen a flying banana personally, but I have seen reports about bananas being found. I just said nothing. I just said nothing, but I've said as much as this guy.
Those eyewitness, like, how would that be determined?
The specific documentation I would have to talk to you in a skiff about.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. So, and you may or may not be able to answer my last question, and maybe we get into a skiff at the next hearing that we have, but who in the government either, what agency, sub-agency?
So then they're talking about who's hiding this, who's discovering this, and the pro-extraterrestrial people are super happy about the current mood of, you know, let's destigmatize the question of the aliens, but destigmatizing isn't worth it if the stigma was due to the lack of reliable evidence. That is the problem. We still don't have enough evidence to take any of this seriously, and you guys are behaving like a bunch of fucking frauds. So, to me, no, there's no aliens that we've encountered. They live too far. And I'm waiting for some fucking evidence. Bring it. Oh, and Joe Biden raped an alien also. The alien made the error of asking, take me to your leader. And Joe Biden, you know how he is. He started sniffing the alien. What a bad way to welcome someone after such intergalactic travel. You cross all dimensions of time and space. You are a being of higher dimension. You project yourself into the mere 3D dimensions, the three dimensions of the mortal humans, only to get sniffed. DK Shadow says, intergalactic war, here we come. There's this guy, Volkish Bay on Twitter, who published a little text about European men. A few centuries ago, a subset of European men decided not to immigrate to the US. It was dangerous, risky, etc. Those timid men seared grandchildren who had to fight the bloodiest, most insane war ever. And a subsection coasted through without injury, doing desk jobs or running, etc. Those running men had sons, a further subsection of whom found a way to coast through a Second World War without getting killed. Those men had great-grandchildren you meet today. And I won't read the last sentence because there's a slur in it, but it's to say, basically, the modern European man had to be a cock to survive. And yes, that is correct. You know, in modern times, those people who find the clever way to escape, to not be drowned by war, they're the ones who survive. They're the ones who can lie, who can make a story, who can escape the authorities. That is what we are. BlackRock just released a report. People were sharing this report a lot. I don't know to what extent it's true, and it's just a segment. I would like to have more of the context. But basically, people are saying that BlackRock suggests an optimal Bitcoin allocation in your portfolio of 84.9%. Okay, it's based on a segment of a report, and I don't know exactly who wrote this, according to the meme. But it's interesting. It's funny to think that, you know, because these firms will always tell you it's about diversity and you want to be invested in the whole of the economy. But when you think about it, much of the economical activity out there is parasitism. We're doing it for no reason. It's not going to make money. This company will fail. And one thing that you can be sure will be worth something down the line is Bitcoin. And so in a way, I'm excited at the idea of people turning toward a Bitcoin maximalism of some sort. But I don't know that it's BlackRock's official position, such a level of Bitcoin maximalism. I find this perhaps a little exaggerated. Babies saved from dismemberment, woman most affected. Hillary Clinton was saying one woman could barely get words out through her tears. Another ran to the restroom as soon as she was done, wordless. Wretched sobs racking her tiny body. A third threw up on the witness stand. 1 year since the fall of Roe, women are suffering because of abortion bans. Oh my God. The mind torture of giving life. It's like they can't handle it. But as I was pointing out in my tweet reply to Hillary Clinton, at least the children are okay. At least the babies are okay. It's very hard. It's very hard when you think about it that way to pity the woman who's crying because her body will be going through a very natural process for the next 9 months. To take her as a victim when the right that she's asking is the right to pump that baby out with an aspirator. Horrific text messages show how a trans New Hampshire state rep allegedly used daycare connections to collect explicit photos of children. So this person was a state representative. I won't show the text messages, but he's actively asking, can I have sex with this girl? Will this girl have sex with me? And he's describing everything that he's going to do. I'm not surprised. Hunter Biden is in a complex situation. Perhaps I should make a clip about it. Hunter Biden is in a complex situation because he had set up a plea deal. And I think that the judge made a correct decision here. That plea deal came with very bizarre sentences. Sentences that you don't see very much in any other plea deal ever. And so it looks like the corruption of the district attorneys has been working good for the Democrats, because there were words on this plea deal where it was stated Hunter Biden will benefit going forward from broad immunity. So for pleading guilty to tax fraud and paying the taxes that he was supposed to pay, first he would avoid a gun charge. The plea deal wasn't clear about what this broad immunity implies. Because broad immunity, does that mean he can commit any crime, or he may have committed any other crime and he may never be sued for these crimes? So the judge saw these words, broad immunity, and said that is not standard. that is not standard, and we need clarifications on this plea deal. Does it mean, she asked, does it mean, for example, that Hunter Biden couldn't be sued for being a foreign agent without registration? And it's not clear because everything was implicit in this plea deal. Even the gun charge, it wasn't clear. Is he escaping the gun charge, or is it that there's going to be a gun charge later? Real Base Talk says broad immunity isn't just for females. Well, he tried to get away with it without being a female, and no. Hunter Biden, you do not get your plea deal. And so the judge canceled the plea deal. Excellent. But now Hunter Biden pleaded not guilty. So it looks like because the judge canceled this and asked for clarifications, the prosecution gave clarification and started saying, no, don't worry, judge. He's not getting any immunity for these other crimes. We're going to go after him. And now Hunter Biden was understanding, oh, so this broad immunity, you don't really give it to me. I thought I was getting broad immunity, but you're telling me I don't have it. So somehow the judge decision to deny the plea deal led the lawyers of Hunter Biden and Hunter Biden to say, oh, there was something we weren't understanding in the plea deal here. We thought that we would benefit from broad immunity, but now we don't. Well, we plead not guilty. So what that means is we're back to square zero in this process, which I've always find it very small to be suing Hunter Biden for tax fraud, which he definitely did, but it's like he definitely did tax fraud, definitely did possession of firearms while being on crack, which is a felony, which we've pursued in other cases. When they go after these army guys that are found to be white nationalists because of their Facebook post, they use that charge. Why don't we use it against Hunter Biden? And how about the international bribery fraud and the whole bribery involving Joe Biden? As long as you don't sue for these things, this whole tax evasion seems like a small cop-out, which is why he was willing to plead guilty to it. It's because to him, it's a big rebate in terms of the punishment he deserves. Animus Uprising says, thank you for the divorce advice, JF. So no matter what, you never want to be the one to initiate divorce, right? That gives her the power to go after you harder. It sucks, but I think women cheat just to try to force the divorce. But the man should be thinking of the whole cheese, not one slice. Yeah, you can initiate the divorce in certain circumstances. One of the circumstances would be your wife is getting in debt and you are looking to set up for a new life in which you want to build assets and accumulate property. But as long as she's getting in debt, she's dragging you down because that debt would be commonly divided with you if you don't get the divorce. So the only reason why you want to initiate a divorce is that you have a great future ahead of you in which you think that you can accumulate assets and you don't have a way to redirect those assets again toward loved ones or a new girlfriend or new children. But when you initiate the divorce, well, they're going to tell you that the person who initiates the divorce is seen as the cause of the divorce and is treated less gracefully by the judges in family court. The reality is men are treated bad no matter whether they initiate the divorce or not. So men will lose family court hearings no matter what. So the initiation of the divorce is not something that matters very much in family court. It's whether you have a dick that matters and whether your ex is making false allegations against you. But still, you don't want to initiate the divorce simply because it's a cost. It's a cost and it's a process that part of the war of attrition is to impose that cost on your ex. So even if it's just the $75 fees that she has to pay at the filing, or if it's the $10,000 retainer that she has to pay her lawyer, it gives it a chance that she'll never do it. And as long as she doesn't do it, and if she does it and wants to do it at low cost, she's going to have to get rid of the lawyer. She's going to have to go straight for the filing. And then you get a divorce without much legal opposition, without a lawyer coaching her on how to lie against you. So that's what you want to create. You just want to unload that pressure onto the woman. John Drake says, woman ask for divorce 75% of the time or something like this. Exactly. And so they end up doing it. But you can work for being part of that 25% where they're so lazy and they're so much on their new party life that they can't even bother to go through the process. And as long as you have a way to redirect your assets toward outside of the marriage, that doesn't matter to you. The only time where it will matter to you is when you have no means to redirect. You don't have a daughter that you can give to, or a new girlfriend that you can give to. And so the assets that you accumulate end up in your name. In that situation, you certainly don't want to extend a marriage that where she can drain you. All right. Tucker Carlson has done a little chill episode with Ice Cube visiting California. Was it California?
Watch. Race relations have plummeted to lows not seen since the Rodney King.
In Chicago, a toddler is now...
The same results.
So you're describing a symbolic victory?
Yes. In a lot of ways, yes.
And then came George Floyd and the beginning of what we were told was a second civil rights movement. If there was going to be liberation in the wake of the Floyd riots, this is where you'd see the effects.
3 years ago, a bunch of big companies put hundreds of millions of dollars into Black Lives Matter. Threw them a lot of money. Did that improve the neighborhood you grew up in?
So they end up talking about BLM. They end up talking about COVID. Ice Cube is based and unvaxxed. He didn't fall for it. Interesting, more personal interview here. Tucker is showing us that he's headed toward deploying many different styles of shows on his Twitter. A naked woman points a gun and shoots at random people on the highway. I won't play the video because I don't want to see her naked, but, you know, a naked woman... on the highway, just shooting at cars. Holy shit. Life is dangerous. Don't be in those highly populated area. You're gonna get in trouble. RFK Jr. maintains highest favorability rating among presidential candidates in a new poll days after a House hearing on censorship that saw Democrats attempt to prevent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from testifying. A new Harvard-Harris poll showed that he has higher favorability rating than any other presidential candidate at 47% and 26% unfavorable. People like him. People like him, but the machine doesn't like him, so I don't see him having much chances. I'm a tourist submarine pilot sinking to the ocean floor 6 times a day. Oh my God. Is that what it is, this whole sinking submarine business? It's basically a get driven into the ocean by a sexy woman type of trip. Why do people get into those submarines? How does that work? Tuesday call, Richard Spencer has published my discussion with him that we had on Tuesday. Yesterday, I believe. I was so tired after this discussion on Barbie that I couldn't make the show. I was really exhausted. So I decided to take a break yesterday. But people are telling me it's behind a paywall. So you might have to subscribe to the Richard Spencer podcast on Substack to access the file. Personally, I see it here, but perhaps I have a special right. Perhaps I have a special link because I'm a guest on the podcast. Maybe that's how it works, but I didn't know it was under a paywall. Where you're going, it's much hotter. Hillary Clinton blasted after blaming weather on Trump supporters. Hot enough for you? Thank a MAGA Republican, or better yet, vote them out of office. So the heat of the planet is because of the deplorable voters. Lennox Fu says, oh, JF, don't associate yourself with such cringe. No, I don't think that Richard Spencer is cringe at all. I love speaking to him. And if you hear that discussion, you'll see that it was a very involved discussion. Going in depth on Oppenheimer and Barbie. He hasn't seen Barbie yet, but I think I made a good case that he should see it. IRS, this is an example of the Second Amendment working. Listen to this. IRS ends most unannounced agent visits to taxpayers' home. And they say it is mostly common sense, a policy change that is motivated by security concerns. See, they were afraid that they are causing anxiety in people, and they are government agents, and they are on the lands of people. And that means that people might be thrown into a desire to shoot them. So this is a perfect example of how you have a right in America to shoot, well, to have guns. And that makes you more of a threat to your government than any other country, any other advanced country. And now they've decided we won't knock at your door by surprise anymore. James says the only thing cringe about Spencer is that he keeps all of his talks with JF behind a paywall. Ah, well, he's still a friend, and even if it's under a paywall, I will still go talk to him. And if you can't pay, I will tell you that my vision that I've expressed is the very same that I've expressed here on my show. So it's not like you're deprived of my view on Barbie and Oppenheimer. A huge victory as Kennedy versus Biden is consolidated with Missouri versus Biden. The case of RFK Jr. is a class action lawsuit on behalf of individuals censored by the White House who were harmed and whose rights were infringed by not hearing our messages. As Frederick Douglass pointed out, every act of censorship as two classes of victims, the speakers and the listeners. Well, that is an interesting case. And so now the people who were censored are allying with the general public who say we were deprived of hearing them. And so you're going to have a bilateral case that will be interesting to follow. Hannity visibly frustrated as RFK Jr. dismantled Ukraine talking points. Let's have a look at this clip.
Heart, control our borders, all these things. They're simple. I believe that educational school choice. We agree on these things?
Yeah, we agree on all those things.
Yeah. One area I don't like the fact that America is bearing the brunt and the burden of financing most of the war against Putin and Ukraine. I think we agree on that part. Why isn't Europe, why don't they ever step up and defend their own continent before they ask for U.S. involvement?
Okay, so Sean Hannity, those shoes are way too young. Way too young to be worn by an old man.
And why would Joe Biden veto Poland given Zelensky fighter jets to actually fight to win the war after they were invaded?
Well, the more disturbing thing is that on two occasions, the Russians tried to sign a peace agreement with Zelensky.
Do you trust Putin?
Oh, I love because Sean Hannity was opening with a thing that both could agree on. But RFK Jr. is going much further. He's like, it's not just about how America is funding that war. It's that America is actively making sure that this war happens so that it can send that money to Ukraine. And it is doing so by making people believe that Putin is maintaining that war, but in fact, he was willing to have peace talks. And now already Sean Hannity is pushing back. Do you trust Putin?
Do I trust Putin? No, but that's not... I've litigated over 500 lawsuits. All of them end up with, or many of them end up with settlements or one kind or the other. And he never trusts the guy on the other side. You use language art, and you use the design of agreement.
So Ukraine to appease Putin, rather.
Yeah, it's like, it doesn't matter if you trust Putin. If there's a peace agreement, there will be peace, or you can punish Putin then. You don't have to trust him.
Who I think is evil. They've already given up Crimea. It was annexed. So what, now they have to give up the Donbass area?
Ukraine, because of our pushing the Ukraine into the war on two occasions,
we pushed them into it, or to Putin?
Well, let me answer your question. Yeah. In 2019, France, Germany, and Russia all agreed to the Minsk Accords. That year, Zelensky ran for president. He was a comedian. He had no political experience. Why did he win? Because he ran on one issue, signing the Minsk Accords. As soon as he got in there, Victoria Nuland in the White House told him he couldn't do it. Then Putin sends 40,000 troops in. That's not enough to conquer the country. Clearly, he wanted us to come to the negotiation. He wanted somebody to come to a negotiating table. Zelensky came to the negotiating table. Signed a new agreement that was the Minsk Accords too in 2022, and that would have allowed Donbass to stay and Lugansk to stay to remain as part of Ukraine. Putin signed it, Zelensky initialed it, and Putin in good faith began withdrawing troops from the Ukraine. What happened? We sent Boris Johnson over there to torpedo it because we don't want peace with, we want the.
Absolutely. Excellent analysis. That's why I always say RFK Jr. knows his stuff. I agree with him with so much. But precisely the people who have taken over the government in America, they don't want this because all of this state that we're in with Ukraine is intentional. It's what they've been looking for. And even Ukraine tried to put its own interests first at times, only to be told by the U.S., no, you continue toward the war direction. No, you don't do a peace deal. No, you demand a Crimea back. Well, under the circumstances we've created, then peace is impossible. I see a wave coming. This will be our last news item for today. Assessed value of Baltimore City office tower nearly halved amid CRE panic, commercial real estate downturn. We reported last week that two office towers were sold at massive discounts. Now a third tower was reassessed at a 45% discount. Yeah, I mean, those physical places are totally getting wrecked by the new world, Amazon. And I'm happy about it because those places are places of human sadness. I don't stand by brick and mortar stores. You pay for too much of employees staying there, being there to process your payment. There's not that many things that require a physical presence, perhaps clothes, because you want to try on the clothes. But for the rest, we should all move toward a virtual world. There will be less theft, less destruction of material, less stores having to accumulate stocks and not able to sell them, less rent payments to the big building in which you're located. Brick and mortar stores will not be viable within the next decade, and I look forward to their disappearance. That is it for today. Much love. I will see you all tomorrow.